This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Muammar Gaddafi today warned Britain, France, and the United Nations they'll regret it if they attack his country. This is the voice of a Libyan government spokesman reading Gaddafi's letter to reporters short while ago.
Who gave you the right to intervene in our internal affairs? You will regret it if you take the step towards intervening in our internal affairs.
That's Libyan government spokesman Ibrahim Moussa in Tripoli, speaking to journalists, including NPR's David Green, who joins us on the line. David, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here, Scott.
And is this just Idaria from Gaddafi?
It sure sounds that way. I mean, it certainly sounds at least like Gaddafi is bracing for what he thinks will be attacks from France, Britain, perhaps others. He also said in that letter, Libya is not yours. Libya is for Libya's people. And Gaddafi went on in that letter. He said he would never fire a bullet at his own people, which is exactly what Western powers have been suggesting he is doing, which is the whole reason for the United Nations Security Council to protect the civilians in Libya. And so a different story coming from them and from Gaddafi himself.
Help us understand what I gather is a second letter that Mr. Gaddafi addressed to President Obama.
Yeah, that was a strange moment in this press conference. I want to play you a little more tape from that government spokesman. So this is reading the letter from Gaddafi to President Obama.
To our son, His Excellency, the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. I have said to you before that even if Libya and the United States of America enter into a war, God forbid, you will always remain my son, and I have all the love for you as a son.
David, I just don't know what to make of that.
Neither do we, Scott. And Gaddafi often sends messages that you don't exactly know what to make of. I mean, he went on to say in that letter, President Obama, what would you do if you had al-Qaeda or elements of al-Qaeda running your cities? He said that's what's happening in Libya. In that letter, Scott, Gaddafi said that all of Libya is with him. Gaddafi, is prepared to die, and all the Libyan people, including women and children, are prepared to die.
Help us understand where we stand now, because we heard a ceasefire announced by Libya and then today defiance from Gaddafi and of course, the continued military action that you mentioned.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can hear it behind me, that there's been sporadic gunfire here in the capital, Tripoli, a lot of today. And what the government says is that's celebration. There's no way we can confirm that. We're not able to get out of the hotel for much of the day to go check out these reports. It certainly still has the feeling of a conflict here in Libya. The reports from Benghazi, the rebel stronghold in the east, witnesses have told NPR that it's still getting shelled by mortars and artillery. There was a plane that was actually shot down in the sky. Several of our colleagues, both from the AP and BBC, saw that plane go down in a fireball. It's not clear. There are conflicting reports whether it was a rebel plane or whether it was actually one of Gaddafi's planes. But, these mixed messages coming from Gaddafi, he has said nothing yet that would suggest he can convince President Obama, France, Britain, and others to do anything but come at him. And so I think this is a country that is waiting to see if it is attacked, if the international community acts on the no-fly zone that was approved by the United Nations Security Council. And what President Obama and France and Britain have said is that they want to give the Libyan people the chance to meet their aspirations for a different leader, and they're going to do anything to make that happen.
So what's the mood of people in Tripoli as you can talk to them? Bracing themselves? Resigned?
I think so. They're angry. A lot of them who we talk to, and we should say this is on trips where the government minders take us out into the streets, but a lot of them are Gaddafi supporters who say we would die for our leader, and very angry that the United States, Britain, and France would try and intervene in this country. But obviously there are a lot of critics of Gaddafi who are just not really speaking out to reporters right now. I think they're very, very fearful.
NPR's David Green in Tripoli. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
And we go now to Paris, where NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has been covering the meeting of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with Prime Minister Cameron of Great Britain, President Sarkozy of France, and other leaders. Eleanor, are you there?
I sure am, Scott.
And I gather President Sarkozy has indicated that French forces have already begun to move.
Right. Well, he said that there were several French planes conducting reconnaissance missions over Libya right now. He didn't go so far as to say, ready, set, go, we're leaving now to conduct airstrikes, but he basically said, we have warned Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi to cease and desist, to pull back and stop attacking his citizens, and if he doesn't immediately, We are coming.
From the reporting you've done over the past few days, what's your understanding of any kind of timetable we might expect if that kind of retreat of Gaddafi forces does not occur?
Well, it doesn't, you know, listening to David Green, it doesn't seem like he's retreating. So, and all the analysts have been saying that to expect attacks to come within, you know, hours after this meeting. And they've been talking about France and Britain leading the attacks. They've already got planes and bases all over the Mediterranean, Sicily and Corsica. The Canadians are supposed to be involved in a second wave, but they apparently needed 48 hours to get mobilized. But a first attack, say analysts, could come within hours, and it would be by the French and British. They talked about airports in Tripoli and in Gaddafi's hometown, and they talked about, you know, bombing troops that were going towards Benghazi. But now there's reports, as David Green was saying, that troops are in Benghazi, so it'll be harder to bomb a city. But the planes are standing by in bases all over the Mediterranean.
So let's understand, the object of attacks would not be just air defense commands or communications sites, but in fact would be troops of the Libyan government that were trying to hold on to President Gaddafi.
That's right. In fact, you know, formally this resolution was to protect the Libyan people, but now it's very clear that the West and the, you know, Arab countries, this is the way they build it. We're a unified force, you know, international force. It was very important that the Arab countries be involved. Sarkozy said the future belongs to the Libyan people. We are not, you know, they're not going to occupy Libya, he says, but we are going to protect the Libyan people from their murderous regime. We are intervening so they can choose their own destiny. France has already broken all relations with Gaddafi. It's very clear now that people want this is an end game. They want Gaddafi out. And so this, you know, these airstrikes are supposed to, you know, not to use a worn out phrase, but it's shock and awe. They're going to be so huge. I mean, Gaddafi's military is nothing compared to the forces against it. This is supposed to convince the last people holding on supporting Gaddafi that it's not worth it, that nobody wants him in anymore, including Arab neighbors.
Okay. And very quickly, just in 15 seconds, the U.S. role might be harder to see at first, but important. Won't it be, Eleanor?
Yes, very important. Behind the scenes, supporting, but not out front. The U.S. does not want to be seen leading this one out front, but very much in a support role.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley at Workforce Today in Paris.